So it's the first Sunday of Advent, which just means counting down to Christmas. That's all that means. I mean, it's the coming. It's the arrival of. It's Christmas is coming. And so when in church do you start to talk about what it all means? And so we've decided that we'll take four Sundays before Christmas and call it Advent. So it's interesting. It's just mere tradition, but it's useful. Mary had 9 months to prepare, right? She had a little bit more than that. There's Elizabeth, who was suddenly pregnant with John the Baptist. And so Elizabeth is pregnant over there. Go check it out, Mary. You're going to be pregnant. Hey, Joseph, your wife is pregnant. You didn't have anything to do with that. Pretty impressive, huh? And this is the story that unfolds. You know, we talk about prophecy of the Messiah. And so we'll open our Bibles today and we'll see that, you know what? Scripture tells us about what happened in the Bible. Eventually, for a chunk, we'll end up in the book of Isaiah. So if you went a peek ahead to Isaiah chapter 7 and had your thumb in it or a bookmark, that's great. But the Bible doesn't just speak about Jesus when it says the name Jesus in the line. We're going to talk about John the Baptist in coming weeks. We're going to talk about the annunciation of the Messiah coming by angelic revelation to humans. Imagine that. And then we're going to talk about his birthday. It's going to be Jesus' birthday celebration, that last Sunday before Christmas that we'll spend together. And then here in the church, we do plan a Christmas carol service on Christmas Eve. But the experience has been that most people end up going off to visit family and friends on Christmas Day. So it's Christmas service on the, I think it's the 20th this year, on Sunday gathering. And then because it's a wonderful time to get together, we'll sing Christmas carols and we'll worship together on Christmas Eve a little bit earlier. You'll see that in your bulletin. It'll give you a good heads up. So, but this Jesus, right? Jesus Christ. Jesus the Messiah. Are you familiar with the words Messiah? So where does that come from? Like, why when Jesus comes do they say Messiah? You've been told maybe all your life Jesus is the Messiah, right? Or, oh, don't get a Messiah complex. You know, you're going to stand up and everyone in the room has to listen to you now, right? But it actually comes from Scripture. It's a Hebrew word that's Mashiach, so it's not hard to get Messiah from that, right? And its meaning is anointed. So that's where you get the word. The Messiah is the one anointed by God. It's God's hero, basically, is what I tell my little boys, because they need a dragon to slay. You know, if I say Lord, they're like, well, you know, is that like Dad? Is that like when you tell us, move it, get your other shoe on, you know? And I say, Messiah, he's God's hero. When he shows up, people go, yes, finally. Oh, right? Messiah. So you will be familiar with this bit of scripture that Jesus read when he, after he was tempted in the desert, after he was baptized by John, who was baptizing in the Jordan River, he walked into church. And they said, oh, hello, young man. Would you like to read the scripture this morning? And so he opened up the scroll and he read this from Isaiah chapter 61 in our Bibles today. Here's what he read. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. That's Mashiach, right? He has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And he closed the thing. He didn't even finish a sentence. To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. Jesus, God's hero, shows up. He reads the verse in Scripture that speaks of a hero coming. But when he was there that time, he said, this has been fulfilled in your hearing, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Stop. He left, yet unfulfilled, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. Are you okay here today? Are you waiting on the Lord? Do you seek his comfort? Do you yearn to know him more nearly, more closely, more intimately? Is there something that's just not done yet that your life touches? Do you look at the news? Do you hear reports back from your kids? Do you yearn to hear from your kids? Are there people whose lives near yours that are changed forever today because of something? Well, here's that promise of that Messiah to comfort all who mourn. A day when God will set things right, that's the coming of the Messiah, the promise of God's anointed. And Jesus read that before people and he said, God's hero, that's happening right in front of you.